I'm Jennifer Ludden. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Masculine, feminine, the lines aren't always so rigid. Coming up, the first ever conference about what it means to be butch. We'll explain in a few moments. But first, the late Senator Edward Kennedy is remembered for his passionate embrace of civil rights causes, including the rights of gays and lesbians. With us now is Joe Solmanese, president of Human Rights Campaign, one of the country's largest gay rights organizations. He joins us from his office in Washington, D.C. Welcome.
Thank you.
First, why do you think Senator Kennedy cared so deeply about gay rights?
Well, it's a good question, and it's one that I've certainly been reflecting on. Here is someone who had no gay children and no gay family members, but clearly saw that as a part of his commitment to public service and his service to the country, that his responsibility really was to look for those who were without a voice, who were facing the greatest degrees of discrimination, and to, in fact, be that voice in the United States Senate. And he was that champion for us every step along the way in his career, and more so than any other person in the United States Senate.
He was also from a traditional Catholic family, and he was a very early advocate on this issue.
You're right. And so it says a lot to me about his humanity, about his connection to other people, about his selflessness, about his call to public service, and about, again, his understanding that it was his job to look out there across the country and to help those who are in the most need of help.
Can you give me a sense of the legislation that he pushed for, what passed and what didn't? What do you think stands out?
Well, one of the things that really stands out for me, of course, is the passage of the Ryan White Care Act, the sweeping legislation that helped so many people in this country living with HIV and AIDS.
Can you just remind us who Ryan White was?
Sure. Ryan White was a boy, a student who contracted HIV back in the 1980s, and the bill was named after him. It was moved through Congress at a time when there was a great deal of stigma attached to the disease, a disease that at the time was almost exclusively impacting gay men. And so as people like Senator Jesse Helms took to the floor of the Senate and really spoke in such discriminatory and hateful terms, it was Senator Kennedy who consistently marched to the floor of the Senate and fought back against the misinformation that was being spewed there, and not only defended us, but really gave our community a measure of dignity and protection that we had just not experienced before.
I'm curious if he ever paid a political price for his support for gay rights.
You know, I don't think that was something that ever figured into Senator Kennedy's calculus on these sorts of things. He was always moved to do the right thing. He was obviously an enormously powerful member of the Senate. He came from a state that consistently supported him, but he was so far ahead on issues of importance to LGBT people, whether it was HIV and AIDS or the question of marriage equality. It always seemed to me to be a measure of who he was as a man.
Joe, you are from the senator's home state of Massachusetts, which was the first to legalize same-sex marriage in 2004. Did Kennedy have a role in that?
Absolutely. You know, he was a strong advocate of full marriage equality for same-sex couples. If you saw him speak, whether it was on the floor of the Senate or back in Massachusetts, or to the members of the legislature in the state of Massachusetts who really played such a significant role in safeguarding the marriage equality that was granted by the courts, he did it passionately, he did it enthusiastically, and he really wore that support for full marriage equality as a badge of honor.
Joe Solmanese is president of Human Rights Campaign. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. How will you remember Ted Kennedy as a civil rights champion, Lion of the Senate? Or maybe you strongly disagreed with his political philosophies. Maybe you came around to respect him as a public servant. To tell us more, log on to our blog by going to our new website at npr.org. Click on Programs, then on Tell Me More. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That's 202-842-3522. And remember to tell us your name.